She unpegged and folded them and dumped them into the laundry basket. Just as she bent over to pick it up, a flash of something orange moved in the shrubbery. Maggie froze. Was it a fox? The garden, unkempt at the best of times, had become wildly overgrown in their absence. Could the creature, whatever it was, be lurking in some den of its own making? She remained motionless, eyes fixed on the spot where she'd seen the animal. Had it been her overactive imagination? Had the weeks of training binoculars on island wildlife made her think that every movement in the long grass was a wild animal? The strain of holding the basket full of washing proved too much, and Maggie let it sink into the uncut lawn with a groan. At that moment the animal shot out from under a trailing buddleia and bolted straight into the house. It was a ginger cat. With a sigh of relief that was tinged with annoyance, Maggie followed the intruder indoors. Goodness knows what mess it might make. She dumped the laundry onto the nearest worktop. There was no sign of the cat. "Here, Puss. Here, Pussy Pussy," she called softly. Then, as if bidden by her voice, the animal emerged from behind the dining room door. It padded lightly towards her, regarding her with what Maggie could only later describe as a smile on its ginger face. The cat came right up, rubbing its head against her legs. The feel of its soft fur on her skin made her crouch down, instinctively returning the gesture by scratching behind the creature's ears. A low growl of pleasure emanated from the cat's throat. Then it began to purr.
"Hey, where did you come from, fella?"
she asked, smoothing the animal's coat. It moved away with a little cry as Maggie's fingers touched a lump on its back.
"Someone hurt you, pet," Maggie whispered.
The cat returned to her side as she spoke, eyeing her thoughtfully.
"Would a wee drink of milk make you feel better?"
She stood up slowly, half expecting the cat to bolt out of the kitchen, but instead it followed her to the fridge, where it sat, gazing longingly. Maggie watched, bemused, as the cat lapped daintily from the saucer, then looked up expectantly when the dish was clean.
"You are hungry, aren't you?" Maggie said.
The animal gave a clear meow, as if it understood what she meant. Green eyes followed her to the larder and watched as she pulled a tin of tuna from the top shelf.
"Fancy this, then?"
The cat kept a small distance while Maggie filled the saucer, but as soon as she stepped aside, its head was over the food, eating hungrily. Again, the dish was wiped clean, so Maggie refilled it and waited until the cat had finished the whole tin. He stretched, sat down in a spot of sunlight, and began to lick his amber fur, as if this was something he performed every day in the Lorimer's kitchen. Watching him, Maggie wondered. Had he been coming into the garden in their absence? Was he astray? And what on earth had happened to his poor sore back? Maggie knew most of the neighbouring moggies by sight, but this fellow was a stranger to her. Maybe the local vet could help. But as it was Sunday, that would have to wait until tomorrow. Meanwhile, she'd stick to her plan and fetch out the sun lounger and her paperback. There was something infinitely sensual about lying under the parasol, a sleeping cat nestled into the crook of her arm. It was a sensation she could happily live with. Perhaps the cat was astray and needed a good home, a little voice suggested. Maggie smiled. She wouldn't mind. And besides, there was little she could do until tomorrow. Surely Bill wouldn't begrudge her the cat's company for one night. It probably belonged to someone nearby anyway, and would make its own way home before the day was over. The thought of the animal wandering off again troubled her, and she knew with a pang that some indefinable bond had been created between them. In the space of a few hours, Maggie Lorimer had fallen under a spell and was now bewitched by the little creature. Her hand